This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 32 bodies retrieved so far in Pokhara plane crash. Makar Sankranti being celebrated throughout the country today. And Russia fires new waves of missiles at Ukraine and hits energy infrastructure. Now, the news in detail. A Yeti Airlines plane has crashed in Pokhara. The Yeti Airlines ATR-72 plane had flown to Pokhara from Kathmandu at 10:33 a.m. today. Yeti Airlines spokesman Suman Bartaula said 72 people, 68 passengers and four crew members were on board the plane. 32 bodies have been retrieved from the crash site so far. According to Kaski's Assistant Chief District Officer Anil Sahi, the rescue works have been challenging as the site of the crash is in the Sethi River Gorge. Rescue works are going on and so far mortal remains of 32 people have been retrieved. The plane crashed following a failed landing at Pokhara Regional International Airport. According to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, 8 foreign nationals and 4 crew members were on board the plane. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and Home Minister Rabi Lamizhane has acquired the information on the plane crash from Rescue Coordination Centre at Tribhuvan International Airport. The Prime Minister's Secretariat stated in course of the inspection, the Prime Minister had also taken information on the technical and other reasons for the air crash. Prime Minister Dahal has instructed all bodies of the government to swing into rescue operation in an effective way. Likewise, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lamizhane has directed the bodies concerned to ensure effective and prompt rescue efforts over the Yeti Airlines crash. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's secretariat said the Prime Minister has called an emergency meeting of the Council of Ministers for today, which has started shortly. Meanwhile, following the Yeti Airlines aircraft crash, the Pokhara International Airport has been closed for today for all incoming and outgoing flights. The airport spokesperson Teknath Sitola confirmed the cancellation of all flights scheduled for today at the airport. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAAN, informed that ill-fated plane had already taken permission for landing. CAAN Information Officer Ganendra Bhul said the aircraft had taken off from Kathmandu at 10:33 a.m. and had taken permission to land in Pokhara. He added, there was no weather issue. The incident took place due to a technical problem with the aircraft according to the preliminary information and they received information that the aircraft caught fire in the sky. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has expressed sorrow over the plane crash. Maghe Sankranti or Makar Sankranti is being celebrated today throughout the country. It is being observed by taking holy dips in rivers and ponds, worshipping at various temples and savoring delicacies like ghee, yam, khichdi and sweets like chaku and sweets made of sesame and molasses. As per the astrological chart, the Makar Sankranti has a special significance this day onwards. The sun starts its ascendancy and enters into the northern hemisphere. On this day, the sun moves from the tropic of Sagittarius to the tropic of Capricorn. It is believed that the days get longer and nights shorter from today itself. According to Bhavishya Puran and Dharma Siddhu religious texts, devotees will get special blessings and will have a robust body if they observe the festival as per the rituals. A large number of devotees throng Deghbhat, Barajhetra, Didi, Panauti, Dolalghat and Kankai in Nepal and Prayag and Ganga Sagar in India to take a holy bath and perform Shraddha. The festival has significance in view of Ayurveda and medical science as well. Food items that are taken on this day are the sources of a balanced diet which increases the immunity power of the human body. The Tharu community observed this festival as the Maghi, which with much fanfare and gaiety for 5 consecutive days. Likewise, the people in the Terai district mark this day as the festival of bath known as Nahan. President Vidyadevi Bhandari asserted that the Nepalese festivals had significantly contributed to interlinking cultural and ethnic diversity, thereby building a common Nepali identity. Extending her best wishes on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti, the first day of Nepali month of Magh today, President Bhandari expressed her confidence that the festival would contribute to conserving nature and cultures as well as building a civilized, well-cultured and equitable society. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Thimal Sinha have extended best wishes on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti festival today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has visited the Bara Chhetra, the famous religious site in Sunsari district, to observe the Maghe Sankranti festival today. According to Sunsari Chief District Officer Indradev Yadav, the head of the state reached the Bara Chhetra temple this morning on Nepali Army helicopter on the occasion of Makar Sankranti. After this, the president is scheduled to visit the holy shrines in Vijaypur of Dharan. Many devotees throng Bara Chhetra, which lies on the confluence of the Kosi and Koka river, to take a holy dip on the occasion of the Maghe Sankranti festival. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that yoga philosophy is the most beautiful and supernatural gift to the world by the Oriental Society. At the National Yoga Day 2079 program today, the Prime Minister said that yoga and meditation are the pride of Nepal. Prime Minister Dahal said that yoga and meditation are the cornerstones of Oriental philosophy and civilization, and it is a feeling of pride to say that Nepal is its heritage. He clarified that every year Makar Sankranti is celebrated as National Yoga Day in Nepal to continue yoga as a science of life and a way of life. Prime Minister Dahal said that yoga and meditation are very necessary for people to stay healthy mentally and psychologically along with physical well-being. Prime Minister Dahal said that yoga and meditation are very necessary for the people to stay healthy mentally, psychologically along with the physical well-being. The Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, has resumed its flights to Ilam after a year-long gap. An agreement was inked between NAC and Ilam municipality to make a flight to Ilam in a week. Following the agreement, an NAC aircraft made a flight to Falgunanda Sukilumba Airport from Kathmandu this morning. Passengers from Ilam, Pasthar, Taplejung and neighbouring Darjeeling of India would also be benefited after the flights. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russia launched fresh waves of missile attacks across Ukraine yesterday, killing at least 14 people in a strike on an apartment block in the eastern city of Dnipro. A number of other cities, including Kiev, Kharkiv and Odessa, were also hit. Much of the Ukraine is now under an emergency blackout after missiles hit power infrastructures in several cities. Earlier, the UK said it would send Challenger 2 tanks to Ukraine to help the country's defense. Russia responded by saying that providing more weapons to Ukraine would lead to intensified Russian operations and more civilian casualties. Officials in the West and Ukraine had begun to wonder if Russia's energy war might be coming to an end due to a possible shortage of suitable missiles, an evident fact that strategy has yet to break Ukraine's spirit. More than 80,000 Israeli protesters have rallied in Tel Aviv against plans by the new right-wing coalition government to overhaul the judiciary. The reforms would make it easier for parliament to overturn Supreme Court rulings, among other things. Protesters described Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposed changes as an attack on democratic rule. Local media reported rallies were also held outside the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem and in the northern city of Haifa. Critics say the reforms would cripple judicial independence, foster corruption, set back minority rights, and deprive Israel's court system of credibility. Critics fear the new government could use this to scrap Mr. Netanyahu's ongoing criminal trial, although the government has not said it would do that. Now the weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1 and Madhes province along with the hilly region of Bagmati province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is a general influence of the western low pressure system over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 32 bodies retrieved so far in Pokhara plane crash. Makar Sankranti being celebrated throughout the country today, and Russia fires new waves of missiles at Ukraine and hits energy infrastructure. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.